A special investigator has been hired to look into potential lapses in care at the state-run nursing home for veterans in Holyoke, the Soldiers' Home, after several residents there died from COVID-19. More than 120 people across the state have now died from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is increasing every day. For the latest on the pandemic, we're joined by WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka. Good morning, Zininjor. Thanks for coming to Morning Edition today.
Hi, good morning, Bob.
So let's start by talking about the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke. What's the latest there?
Well, two more deaths of veterans were reported. Those cases bring the total number of deaths there to 15. Six of them tested positive for COVID-19. Other tests are pending, and several other residents and staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. The mayor of Holyoke and others say Soldiers' Home did not properly notify city or state officials about the outbreak there. Governor Baker has appointed former federal prosecutor Mark Pearlstein to conduct an independent investigation to find out what happened there. Baker said Pearlstein will look at what led to the deaths as well as the facility's response to the outbreak.
I don't anticipate anything other than this point, other than a thorough investigation by a trained professional who has an outstanding reputation, who I believe will give us what we want, which is answers to what happened there and what went wrong and why, and what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
So certainly more scrutiny there at the Holyoke Soldiers' Home. And at the same time, its sister facility in Chelsea says two residents there tested positive for COVID-19 and died. Some staff have the virus and other residents are waiting for test results.
Well, I'm sure there's more to come on both of those fronts that we'll keep on top of. Tell us about the increase in the number of deaths related to COVID-19. What are the numbers?
The number of people in Massachusetts who've died from COVID-19 is now 122. That's a 37% jump from the day before. And we're also seeing a wider age range in these cases. One of the newly reported deaths include a man in his 30s in Suffolk County. There was also a man and a woman in their 50s who died. The number of people with confirmed cases of the coronavirus also continues to rise. There are now more than 7,700 reported cases in the state. Meanwhile, more than 51,000 people have been tested.
As I understand it, some of the latest cases include people deemed essential workers at the MBTA. What do we know about those cases and what's the T doing about it?
Yeah, there are now 22 MBTA workers who have tested positive for COVID-19, and more than half of them are bus drivers. The other workers include train drivers, inspectors, a supervisor, and a fare equipment operator. Now, that's a big jump from last week when there were 5 cases, and this increase comes despite the MBTA's stepped-up cleaning procedures. Last month, the T began cleaning and disinfecting the system much more frequently. They also implemented rear-door boarding on the Green Line and Mattapan Line.
What kind of safety measures has the T taken to protect its workers? It's been talking about that.
Yeah, the MBTA says it has given drivers protective gear, including gloves, hand sanitizer, and protective eyewear. The T is also now checking the temperature of employees at bus garages before they start their shifts. The agency says anyone with a temperature over 100 degrees is asked to leave and contact their medical provider. The T says it's also working with its unions to provide additional protections. The agency's largest union, the Carmen's Union, says they're concerned about health and safety of the workers. They are working with the agency, and they point out that right now transit workers are providing essential services, particularly to healthcare workers who need to get around right now.
All right, that's some ground travel. Let's go to the air now. Logan Airport, you know, compared to what it usually was before the outbreak, is kind of like a ghost town because there's just so little going on there in terms of air traffic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Travel at Logan Airport has dropped 76% during the coronavirus outbreak, and it's really been a steady decline since early March. So it appears many people are actually heeding the advice to stay home and avoid non-essential travel. And many major airlines like JetBlue, American, and United have already reduced the number of flights. So there really aren't as many options these days. But for those who are still traveling, the governor is asking people who come to Massachusetts to self-quarantine for 14 days. Now, the state has no real enforcement mechanism for this, but they've put up signs on highways at Logan, South Station, and other transit hubs, urging travelers to isolate themselves if they do come here.
What else might be making news in the next few days in Indore? What are you watching?
Well, there will certainly be a continued focus on nursing homes in the state now that there's an investigation at Holyoke Soldiers Home. And with infection rates increasing among MBTA workers, I'm also keeping an eye out for how essential workers are faring during this pandemic. Essential workers are being relied on a lot right now, and they have to be out there while many of us are at home. So I'm definitely keeping tabs on the infection rates there and efforts to protect these workers. I'm also continuing to look at the broader economic impact of this pandemic, especially as businesses and schools remain closed even longer. Yesterday, the Boston City Council voted to call for a moratorium on rents and mortgages. It was really more of a symbolic move to pressure state and federal lawmakers to take further action to protect renters and landlords. So I'm looking to see how that and other policy measures may materialize to help people get by during this pandemic.
Okay, WBUR's Anindya and Wemeka, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition on this day.
Sure thing, Bob.